I often get asked by listeners, should I buy an electric car? And the answer is almost always yes and no. As with all car purchases, it's about what purpose you want the car for. Electric cars are particularly good at reducing local driving emissions and pollution around cities and suburbs. The description of them as zero emission vehicles is simply incorrect due to the emissions caused by construction and transport. For many drivers, the daily commute is often less than 100 kilometres, and theoretically they can drive for a few days and then recharge. Sounds good, providing your garage isn't like many and that is full of stuff, so there's often no room for a car for overnight charging. The other main issue with EVs is range anxiety. This is only an issue if you want to travel longer distances. Then it becomes a major issue. Will the charger be compatible? Will it work when I get there? How much time will it add to my trip? And many more questions. Yes, many EVs now have an acceptable range of around 400 kilometres. Great for Asia, Europe and England, but not so much for Australia. There is also an argument that developing extended range EVs is a waste of resources. This is a Motoring Minute. I'm Rob Fraser.
Right now is a great time to check out anyauto.com.au. There's fresh details on the 2023 Chevy Silverado 1500, a video review of the 2.3-litre Ford Mustang convertible. The guys put the new Subaru WRX through its paces, read about the top 10 fastest electric sports cars on the market, and something a little more for the family, a review of the Toyota Kluger GX Hybrid. All that, so much more, right now, anyauto.com.au.